The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, namaste, Adab. You're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.net and the accessmedia.nz app. Hi, I'm Diksha, one of the social media managers of Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
Hello there, I'm Aryan Malik, Secretary of Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
And we have a really special person whom we are going to interview. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Ehtisham Ahmed, and I'm New Zealand Settlement youth worker here in Nelson.
Oh, that's cool. So we're going to ask, would you mind if I call you Shami?
Yep. That's what my friends and family called me.
We are his friends. Yes.
Yep.
We're his friends.
Hey, all right. I'll call Shami.
So we're going to ask Shami some questions about how he struggled being a refugee and how he thought settling into New Zealand and Nelson was like me and Aryan did, because we are immigrants too. And then we're going to talk about some fun stuff.
Similarities.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, you have to talk about fun.
Come on.
Please.
So, which country are you from?
I'm from Pakistan. And I'm from Pakistan in 2017 now, and I was 17 years old. I left my country and spent five years in Sri Lanka as a refugee, all alone without any family.
Why alone? What happened?
We belong to the Ahmadi Muslim community, and we've been persecuted in Pakistan.
Okay.
And because we belong to the specific sect, we persecute, and people don't find us well. They like don't like to sit with us. So I remember when I was young, I was sitting alone in the school on the side of the on the bench. Because nobody wants to be my friend. Nobody wants to share their books with me. And I kept asking my mom, like, what is the reason I feel so isolated sitting on the next the side of the class? So that time, and we don't have any specific future in our country.
I see, yeah.
So in the sake of my future, I left my country. When my mother realized, like, I have a lot of potential in me. So it was a difficult step for me, but I took it in 2017.
Yeah,
it's really sad, honestly. Yeah.
So, what exactly was it like? What was the problem? Like, what happened during that time?
So, because we are from Ahmadi Muslim sect, and the other Muslims, like Sunni Muslim, they find us. They told us like we have a different translation of our holy book,
that is
the reason. The news spread in around the country that Ahmadi Muslims are not Muslims. You cannot even sit with them. If you sit with them or eat with them, you will have
considered one of them.
Yeah, you will have sins.
That's
so when news spreads around the country, and people get to know that we are from, I am from Ahmadi Muslim community. It was a very difficult time for me, because in the school, I felt really isolated. I didn't have enough confidence to speak I didn't have any friends. Even I find out the teachers were not behaving well with me. It seems like they do, but not like they behave with other children.
Yeah.
And when I finished off my high school in 2015, I kept asking about my future, what I'm going to do in this country, because we are not expecting any good jobs or government vacancies for us, and we don't have any bright future that time. And my mother decided that we got to know that people are going to Sri Lanka to seek asylum there. So I, in 2017 in June, I traveled to Sri Lanka. I had so much worst memories there as well. I spent there 5 years. My first year was really difficult for me, because financially I didn't have any support from anywhere, from Pakistan back, and we were not allowed to work. We were not allowed to work there, not at
just
all.
No work, like.
So, like, you don't have any earnings, you don't have any savings, and you need to survive.
So how do you get to eat? And
so we work there secretly. So it means when we work, we need to take care, like if there any policeman or somewhere else, somewhere is looking at you or not. We try to work at the places where nobody can see us. So like in every country, there are some people as well. So there were some people who gave us some work in the factories. So I used to work in a chicken factory. Where I used to cut off the chickens and stuff. Like, it was a really difficult time for me because Sri Lanka, they don't have winter. For 12 months, it's summer there.
That's
very and in hard, summer, yeah. I used to work in a very hot season, like really hard work for a couple of years. And the best part in me, I always find my potential in me, like what is good in me.
Yeah.
So I kept studying. I kept studying there in Sri Lanka, like for several years. I studied English. That's why I'm speaking English very well. Before going to Sri Lanka, I didn't have any English there. So when I realized I'm expecting to go to a country where I need to have a English language really needed. So I started studying English as well as I was working there. So I left my job, the first one, and I started working in a hotel in the evening. Yeah. So I used to go to the school in the morning, and in the evening I used to work in a hotel until 12 or sometime 1.
I see.
So it was my routine for every day.
Yeah.
So those 5 years was like that.
So you told us.
Yeah.
So you told us that you're a youth worker in Nelson, which is pretty cool. And so what projects are you working on now?
I'm a migration youth worker, so my role is brought like a couple of years back, because the migrant team means when refugee families comes in New Zealand, we help them to settle in Nelson or settle in any country. So the migration team find out that because they get caseworkers. So caseworker means the family, they share their problems, their needs, or their concern with the caseworkers. But they find out that the people from the age 13 to 23, they don't share their concern and feeling with the caseworker because the caseworkers, their ages are like 30, above 30.
You're young. Are you a caseworker?
No, I'm not a caseworker. Okay. I am a youth worker. So they find out that they need somebody in their age to find out about their well-being and find out about their like concerns. So there's a role come up called youth worker. So the youth worker means, so the people from age 13 to 23, when they arrived in a specific city like Nelson, my work is to welcome them on the airport and then make a connection with them, ask them about how's their life, make the settlement plan with them. Settlement plan means what is their plan for next six months. So I can ask them how their plans are going on and how I can support them as well.
I see.
And the best part in my job is I take them out to the different places, activities, fun part, that's organizing fun, different events, all funded by New Zealand Red Cross.
That's cool.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
because as me being a young person, it's really concerning that I can't share my thoughts to a 50-year-old or even 26-year-old.
Mm. Well, it depends, really. I mean, it's not like always the same for every kid, but like there are some cases.
Mm. Yeah.
But most of the people, they don't share because the kids want somebody whom they feel like comfortable to share their feeling, because some youth clients, they think like the elder person will not understand their situation as I can. So for me, I take them on my car around to the city.
Yeah.
So I can chat with them. I can ask them how their life is going. And one of my KPIs is to organize event in the city so they can find out new things in the city. In future, they can follow up as well.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And I have done a couple of events like badminton tournament and kayaking, paddleboarding. Last time I took them for the pro kart racing and laser tag combat. So So these type of events, when I do that, I put them as a competition.
I see. Yeah.
So it seems like really increasing, competing, you know, event.
Teamwork, synergy between
so
them.
When my youth clients come over there, it feels like we are family. They share their feelings and their concerns and they can share their needs in future as well. Like they give me feedback via WhatsApp and Messenger, so I follow that up.
I see, nice.
So how did you get motivation of being a youth worker?
Oh, so before being youth worker, I was a motivational speaker. So in Sri Lanka, when I was studying, I used to go onto the stage and speak about specific topics. So I find out that my words are like really motivative, and I wanted to be. So I started discovering and finding out more about motivational speeches. So I started speaking on a different stages, like going to the different events, going to the different universities, college institutes to go and talk about and encourage people on a specific path. So I find out when I arrive in New Zealand, especially in Nelson, I find out like being youth worker can help me to lead, to be there on the path where I can connect with the youth and encourage. Because the youth is the age, the young age is the age where a specific person find out about their potential, whether they are going in the wrong way or the right way. So at that age, if I catch them and give them something motivative and share the right path to them, that's what I find out. Like, it's really good to be a youth worker.
What's the best advantages, really? Like, is there any specific amount you have, like
in Nelson?
Yeah, you can say Nelson. Or what do you have? You can tell us like any advantages you have.
So when a refugee comes in a specific country like New Zealand, there is a language barrier.
Oh, yeah?
So they think like language is a barrier and they feel isolated.
That true, yeah.
They just talk to their only friends who speak their language. So once a youth worker help the family to take them out and connect with the other ethnicities and Kiwi culture as well, so they feel much more comfortable and confident, and they find out it's not that difficult that they just was thinking about it. So it's really, really useful when I take them around and I give them opportunities to come up on the stage and speak about something. So the last, my first youth event was coming up on the stage and tell me what they expect from me, what they want from me.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of Korean clients as well. They're incredibly shy. They don't speak a single word. But after meeting me and having conversation with them, I have seen so much changes in them. Like they text me, they ask me of their needs. I was not expecting that because in our history as well, we have seen that for like we are settling Koreanese and Burmese in Nelson for several years, but never. I have heard a lot that they're the most shy community we have ever had. So it seems like with the youth worker, a very initial time, they get that confidence to go into the different communities and especially adopt Kiwi culture.
So does that mean that you cover up all ethnicities, or is it just like Asians or something?
No, all the ethnicities. Like every new intake, so we get every two months, we get one intake. In one intake, we get around 3-4 families, maybe it can be 5 families that's selected from immigration of New Zealand. It can be, they can be from Colombia, Karini, or Burmese, or Pakistanians, or from any ethnicity. So if they are coming in New Zealand, so I just target them, the newly arrived intakes. And like I have a wide range of cultures in my youth group.
I see. So what do you think you can achieve in like the next 5 years regarding this?
In this field, because before when I started as a youth worker, it was a part-time job.
Yeah.
After looking at my work and after they have seen my motivation with the work, they they just give me an option that I can apply for a full-time youth worker, and I applied for it. From the next month, I'm going to be a full-time youth worker. My outcome that I want from in the next couple of years is engaging more youth clients and get different ethnicities in Nelson and get their culture. I wanted to understand about different culture and their lifestyles, because it's really important for a person to see there are so many cultures around the world, and you don't know how other cultures react on the different things. Like if I talk about me, as a Pakistani, when I look into someone's eyes, it means disrespectful. I'm disrespecting you. But in a New Zealand Kiwi culture, if you are not looking into somebody's eyes, it means you are disrespecting. It's totally opposite, right?
Yeah.
So it's really important for me to see and to understand different cultures in New Zealand, specifically with refugees. And what I want in future is I wanted to work with the disaster New Zealand Red Cross disaster team. Like I wanted to travel around the different countries where people are seeking help, because beginning I wanted to work in a humanitarian organization.
So nice. It was part was really wonderful, and Shami would be us after this short sound break too, and we'll talk about how he feels settling in some fun talk. So you'll be listening to Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles and Cupid by 50/50.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever.
Fresh FM.
Still listening to us. We are Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman, and you're listening to That's Been on Fresh FM. So we are Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman. We are a group of young people from different ethnicities and cultures and trying to make Nelson Tasman a paradise place to live. If you want to join us, the criteria is you got to be 13 to 21 years old. Yeah. And you can check us out on Instagram at Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
Yeah, and if you join, you know, there's free food at the meetings.
Yes.
You, come on, free food. Everyone wants it, eh?
And it's not a big commitment, so if you don't want to come, it's like really on
you. It's a choice, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm Diksha, one of the social media managers of Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
And I'm Aryan. I'm a secretary at Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
We have a very special guest. If you were with us, you know, but if you weren't, don't worry, we'll introduce him.
Hello, once again, it's Atisham here. As Diksha called me before, Shami. And because my family friends call me Shami, so now we are friends, so she called me Shami. Yes.
Hey, nice. All right, so.
So we had recently had AGM, and Shami was there. So how did you feel coming in?
In the AGM, and I was there because I came last year here, and a couple of events I haven't saw, like physically I was not there. But I saw the pictures and this and the posters and the stories on the Instagram already. But when I saw the whole work behind all of your efforts and the person who were behind those events, it was wonderful. And the performances from the Minties was wonderful. I was really, really amazed.
Thank you.
And the speech from Aryan was absolutely...
Look, I only had like one part in it, and the second part got skipped because it wasn't on the presentation.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how, and I'm not really a public speaker, so I'm not good with it.
She spoke so well.
It was
And the day I realized, like, young people can do something.
Yeah.
And the Minties, I'm totally inspired by them.
Nice. What?
So it was really great, Shami, you coming in and giving us an interview and telling us about your life story and projects you're working on. So now we would be ending the session today. And thanks everyone for listening us. And I'll just repeat that we are Multicultural Nelson Tasman, a group of young people from different origins who are trying to make Nelson Tasman a paradise place to live. If you want to join us, you got to be 13 to 21 and you can hit us up on Instagram, which is at Multicultural Youth Nelson, and you would be greeted by me or our other social media manager Anlia. And the two songs you're gonna listen to are
the next two songs that we're gonna play now are As It Was by Harry Styles and JoJo's Sono Chino Sadame by Hiroaki Tommy Tominga. Thank you, see ya. Everyone says their byes.
Bye, thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Come on, Harry, we want to say goodnight to you.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. Everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay. Oh,
supposed to know that you're well.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu, Fresh FM.
Todo
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.